Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, take your Bibles, turn to Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, and we'll begin at verse 16. Malachi 3 and verse 16. And as I have said, we enjoyed our time in Louisiana and back at Indian Hills Baptist Church there in Louisiana, a place that we were there 3 years as the pastor. And that was 1993 to 1996. So it had been 19 years since we'd been back there. And so we just had a wonderful time going over just a lot of memories, a lot of good memories, memories that, we were only there 3 years. And we were amazed at some of the things people said, the messages they remembered, that really were messages that changed their lives, and that was a blessing. And before we went, though, my wife put together a whole bunch of pictures to send down there, because she takes pictures of everything, and she always has. And nobody wants to take the pictures, but everybody's glad they did afterwards, right? Yeah, you know how it is. And anyway, she had a whole bunch of pictures, and we went through all those and sent them down. They had a DVD presentation and everything. It was really neat to see all those young people. In fact, David, a lady came in that, again, we hadn't seen in 20 years, and she started talking to David and said, yeah, she, you know, said, you really haven't changed a lot. And Dave said, well, yeah, I've changed some. She goes, well, no, really, just you've gained a little weight. And then she walked away and started talking to Brenda, and then she saw me, and she said, oh, that's not you. And that was kind of funny. Of course, that gained a little weight thing was kind of funny, too. But anyway, Malachi 3, verse 16. I want to talk to you. Oh, it's a little bit like that. I want to talk to you about God's scrapbook. How many of you scrapbook? Anybody? Anybody? That's kind of an old thing, I know. But how many of you know what I'm talking about? All right, good. So some of us know. Yeah, I know. It's an old-fashioned thing anymore. But we have stacks and stacks and stacks of scrapbooks. We have scrapbooks from my mom's side of the family. We have some that, of course, as I was growing up, mom kept scrapbooks of everything, kept it all in order. I've got a baby book. How many of you have baby books? Do we do that anymore? All right, some still have baby books. And just like a scrapbook and the little lock of hair that goes in there. And in my case, it was a whole head of hair. But anyway, God has a scrapbook. I don't know if you knew about that, but it's here in Malachi 3. The Bible says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. I call your attention to verse 16, our text. It says, they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and watch this, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them. And so God kept a scrapbook. He put those things down. He wrote those things down. He kept a record of all those things that had taken place, and those people were part of God's scrapbook. You know what? I'd like to be in that scrapbook. I'd like to say some things, sing some things, do some things where God would say, whoa, 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 wait, everybody listen up, listen up. Write that down and put that in my scrapbook. Hey, get that right there and put that in my scrapbook. I'd like to be part of God's scrapbook. Father, bless the preaching tonight. We thank you that we have this church, and we were sure blessed this morning with the program that the shepherds did here, and just thinking about peace this last month, knowing that that's what the theme was going to be. I thank you for your peace that you give. And Lord, we do forfeit it so often because we don't trust you. We don't go to you in prayer. Help us to do that. And help us, Lord, to live our lives where we could be a part of your scrapbook. We really, because we have the Word of God, we know what pleases you. And I can't help but think it's those things that you'd want in your scrapbook. So speak to us tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We have scrapbooks that go back to when my grandparents were older. I don't know how far back pictures went, but my grandparents, they have some pictures when they were younger. We don't have a lot of those. We have my mom's side. We have some very, very old pictures and scrapbooks of all of that. In fact, we have some scrapbooks I could open up. I have no idea who the people are, and I always say to my wife, why do we have those? And she says, honey, they're memories. Well, anyway, they go past my memories. I have no idea. But nowadays, you know, people don't scrapbook, and we saw that. You know, not so many people are doing that nowadays because of digital cameras and digital phones and the pictures we can take. And every now and then I hear somebody, and my phone does this. It says, your cloud hasn't been. I don't even know what my cloud. If my cloud is there, it may rain. I don't know. But there's this thing called the cloud. How many of you know what the cloud is? All right, see, and all the young people, they all know. Oh, the carpenters even know, the young people. But all your stuff goes in the cloud. My wife, she has this thing we got her, I don't know how many years ago. It was the neatest thing. We were so excited. And it was a book, and you could put pictures on it, in it. And you push a little button, and there, poof, there's a picture. And you push another little button, poof, there's another picture. And I think it had, I don't know, we could probably load 20 pictures on it. We were so proud of that thing. That's such a joke. I said to her the other day, I said, Bren, why do you even keep that thing? Oh, honey. But you know how that is. But now, you know, you can have hundreds and thousands. I don't know how many pictures my phone has on it. And I don't know how many. I think I have stuff in the cloud. I don't know if I'll ever find it. But scrapbooking, you know, people years ago, they would put all these pictures in a book. And they would organize them by dates. They might put a little letter. We've got some of my scrapbooks have little notes that I wrote to Mom and Dad, little letters. I think I've got a little handprint in there, you know. And everybody's done the little handprint and draw a turkey face and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I can go back and I can look at how cute I was. And notice the word was. But the Bible says here in verse 16, this is a book. The Bible calls it a book of remembrance. And I love that. You know, God doesn't forget anything. It's just so special to God. He said, write it down and put this in this book. And God, you know, God will never have Alzheimer's. God will, he remembers everything. And yet he stops everything when these people were serving him and they were talking to each other. And he says, stop everything and write that down and put that in my book. Boy, I thought about that and I thought, I want to be in that book. I want to do something where God stops everything that's going on and says, shh, listen. Listen to what's going on down there. I want to think that God is telling the angels, okay, everybody, listen down there at Berean Baptist Church. Hey, you know, listen. Daryl and Phyllis are getting ready to sing about my glory. You know, listen. Whoa, wait a minute. The shepherd's ministry singing. Hey, everybody be quiet. Now, I know we think there other things are important. We think other stuff is, you know, and all that's going on and, oh, news flash here and news. But God thinks these things are important. And I want to be part of that. Amen? I want to be in God's scrapbook. You see, here in Malachi, this was a very, very dark time for God's people. It was a tough time. And it was a hard time for God's people. Religiously, it was a hard time. There was a lot of persecution. Economically, it was a tough time because there just were all kinds of problems with the crops and everything. Politically, it was chaos during this time. And in the midst of this tough time, I love this. There was a remnant. There was a group. There were some people who pulled together and worked together. And you know, history records they often had to meet in secret, but they came together and they talked about the Lord. Their words, their actions got the attention of God Almighty to the place where God said, shh, everybody else be quiet. I want to hear what they're doing. I want to hear what they're saying. And not only do I want to make sure I hear, I want it written down in a book of remembrance. Wow. It got the attention of God. You see, verse 16, it says that the Lord hearkened. I love that. That's more than he just heard it. He hearkened and heard it, but he hearkened. That means he perked up his ears and he leaned in to listen. You ever wonder if your conversation, your service to God, you ever wonder if God is real? He's hearkening. He's really listening in. This caused him to strain to get it. He liked it so much, and he said, put this down in my scrapbook, my book of remembrance. Wow. I kind of understand that. You know, as a pastor, sometimes I will hear somebody maybe talking to somebody else after a service, and maybe I'll hear them say, you know, that message really helped me. And immediately I lean that way. Really? Yeah, I want to hear about that. You know, or somebody saying, you know, that might be the best message I've ever heard. You know, I'm leaning in trying to hear that. That's what God's saying. God's saying, boy, these are things that they're talking about. These are things that they're saying. These are things that they're doing. These are things that I want to hear. But not only do I write it down, put that in my scrapbook. It's kind of like the little notes that I have. I have boxes and boxes of little notes. I have little things. I'm talking about some of you wrote when you were children. Some of you adults wrote when you were younger. You were teenagers, you know. I have little notes and little special things. And that's what God says. God says, I want to keep that. I like that. That's a blessing. That's good. You know, imagine in this day. This was a tough day, a bad day. Imagine all the garbage, all the sin, all the corruption, and out of this little group, somebody says, well, praise God. God says, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want to hear anything else. I want to focus on that place. I like that. Write that down. Put that in my book. Isn't that good? Somebody praises the Lord. God says, shh, pay attention. You know, judges are speaking in this day. God doesn't stop everything for that. Kings are making laws, and God doesn't stop heaven for that. Politicians are giving their speeches, and God doesn't pay any attention to that. But somebody says, just over in the glory land, God says, shh, Gabriel, hush. Listen down there. There's some folks that love me. Are you listening? There's some folks that are praising me. There's some people that love me. Write it down. Write it down. And God listened to that group, and God does that today. You know, today, in the midst of all the alcoholics, all the drug addicts, in the midst of homosexuality and perverts and thieves and blasphemy, and in the midst of worldliness and all the noise that makes, you suppose every now and then, God likes to hear somebody just praise him. You suppose every once in a while God likes to hear us talking positively about our church, talking positively about our ministry. You suppose God would just stop everything. Listen, everybody listen. Down there, Berean Baptist Church, they're talking about what I did for them. Boy, I wonder if God leans in to our services on Wednesday night when it's testimony time. What do you think? Amen. Hey, I wonder if God leans into your home when you're praising him. It's dinner time. Do you stop and really thank God for what you have? Do you stop and praise him? I think God often leans toward Berean Baptist Church, and he just says to whoever is around, and I think of angels and everything, God says, listen there at the nursery. They're singing songs of praise to that little baby. Listen, write that down. And you know, some sweet dear lady sitting in a rocking chair back there in the nursery, rocking a little baby and maybe singing, maybe reciting psalms and singing songs. And God says, shh, everybody listen. Write that down. Write that down. Shh. As Daryl and Phyllis sing just over in the glory land, God says, that land's glory because it's my glory. Boy, write that down. You know, in a world, in a time when most of the noise is all about us, it's all about what can I get, it's all about my money, it's all about my rights, it's wonderful to God to hear somebody and maybe a group of people who will rise up and say, praise the Lord. Look what he did. Amen. I think he probably enjoyed the choir song, the wonder of it all, God's scrapbook. It's not full of big money deals that are going on day in and day out. I don't think God's interested in those. It's not full of political junk that's going on. Hey, we're electing a mayor. I don't think God, you know, I'm not saying he doesn't care. I'm just saying I don't think he puts that in his scrapbook. It's not full of the football scores of the day. I don't think he cares. I'm not saying he hates it. I'm just saying I don't think it matters to him. Hey, folks, if you're going to get in God's scrapbook, it's going to be things that he likes. I got to be honest with you. You know, we have a lot of pictures in our scrapbook. I think of my scrapbook, and Mom has a lot of pictures, but I don't know of any locks of hair of any of our neighbor friends. I don't think she cared. I don't know of any handprints or footprints of any of the neighbor kids. I don't think she cared. Are you listening? I don't know of any little doodads that any of the neighbor kids made or any of those kind of things that she's put in that scrapbook. They're all stuff that I did. They're all stuff my sister did. Because our mom, that's what she cares. What do you suppose you've done that would put you in God's scrapbook? Where God says, shh, listen. I think the shepherds this morning, I think as they all gathered up here, I think, this is how I think. I think God said, all right, folks, they're Lenawee County angels, focus. Focus. You know, we know the angels aren't perfect. And every now and then, hey, pay attention over here. Watch down here, Berean Baptist Church. Now, I'm not saying other, don't. You know, take it out of here. Well, he thinks we're the only driver. I just think he cared. I really do. And in my mind, I see, shh, put this down. And I think there in heaven, there's a big old picture of all the shepherds in God's scrapbook. There it is. Right there. You're right up there in front. Were you smiling the whole time? Okay. You never know when that picture is going to get in God's scrapbook, and we're going to get to heaven, and we're going to get to see all those wonderful things that pleased God enough for him to say, listen, shh, write that down. Write that down. Let me show you four things about this group right here in this passage that just stand out to me that I think are the reasons why God would put the things they did in this book of remembrance. Number one is their loyalty. Their loyalty. You know, anytime it's a hard day, and this was a tough day for God's people, they would have to stand for the Lord. Loyalty is so important. I think when we're loyal, I think that gets God's attention. I think when we stand for what's right, it gets God's attention. There is so much compromise in our world today. I think that gets God's attention. Loyalty to God. The Bible says in verse 16, then they that feared the Lord. That doesn't mean they're afraid of the Lord. It means they respect the Lord. They reverence the Lord because he's the Lord. It was this respect, I believe, that caused them to be deeply loyal to him. And in a tough time, they that feared the Lord still talked about the Lord. They that feared the Lord still gave out gospel tracts. They that feared the Lord still stood for the Lord when the rest of the world was blaspheming his name. They that feared the Lord, though there was persecution, they still stood and said, well, if I have to give my life, I give my life. I stand for the Lord. If I have to give my popularity, I don't care about popularity. I stand for the Lord. I believe every time one of you young people stands for the Lord Jesus, when somebody tries to get you off on some other thing, when somebody tries to gossip to you about your church or about your service, or somebody tries to get you to do something worldly, and you say, no, I'll not do it. God, shh, shh, shh. Listen, that's one of my kids down there. they're taking a stand for me. Write that down. I wonder how much is written about us here. Amen. It was this respect, a respect for God. You know, while all others are cursing, all others are using God's name in vain, it's wonderful to be involved with a group that'll praise Him. Amen. Praise His name. While others are taking and stealing and robbing and scamming, it's, isn't it wonderful to be part of a group that is giving? Amen. Amen. That's why we print all this. It's not, there's nothing to brag about. God gave you the job. God gave us the money. God gave you the money to give. Amen. It's just wonderful. And I think, you know, I think of the Denias standing up here. You know, Brother Tom, I hope you were smiling good. I think you were. I think we have some pictures, and I saw it. You looked pretty cute. But as this church presented them with that money for a car, I think God said, hey, Lenawee County Angels, back over here. Back over here to Maumee Street. Hey, look down here. Watch. I know what's happening. Watch this. And there in God's scrapbook, there's a picture. Amen. Isn't that good? That's good stuff. You say, I'm going to lean in and try to get in that. No, he knows who's involved. Loyalty. Loyalty. You know, while others are playing, thank God there's some folks working. Amen. I'm serious, folks. Those buses out there, you know what those buses mean? Those buses mean work. It just means work. That's what it means. You understand Shepherd's ministry, that just, all it means, it means work. Somebody's working. Somebody's busy. Somebody decided, you know what? There's work to do, and we're going to work. We can play every now and then, but bless God, we're going to spend most of our time working. That's being loyal to the Lord. There's so much work to do. We need more bus drivers. We need more bus workers. We need more soul winners. Amen. There's just so much play going on in our world, folks. It's time that we realize we need to work. You want to be in God's scrapbook, you're going to have to be working. Amen. Amen. You know, while others are compromising somebody, there's a little group that's always going to be standing. It's easy to compromise. It really is. It is. I remember when I was young, and the older you get, the easier it is because you're tired. I remember when I was young, we had a street in our city, and I'll never forget, I found out that little road was in our city. It just ran between maybe one block long or so, maybe two blocks, and it was called Compromise. I said, I'll never drive on that street. Well, one of our families lived on that street. Oh, man. It's so easy to compromise, but God's scrapbook, that's going to be people that are standing. That's going to be people that said, you know what? I don't care what the rest of the world's wearing. I'm going to wear what God wants me to wear. I don't care what the rest of the world's talking about. I'm going to talk about things that please Jesus. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I don't care what's popular. I don't care what's politically correct. I don't care. I'm going to stand for the things of God, and I'm going to stand unashamedly. And I think when we take that stand, I believe with all my heart that God says, hey, angels of Lenawee County, gather round. That little group over there, that Berean Baptist Church group, they're taking a stand. Now, right now, stands don't cost us a lot. I know you might get made fun of. I know your neighbors shake their head. What are they doing? Going to church again? What is wrong with these people? And then missions conference, they're going every day. Amen. Gladys, look at them. They're going every day. What's wrong with these people? Right? Oh, yes. Now, I can tell you this. You can be a Christian and not be loyal, but I don't think you're going to make it in God's scrapbook. Amen. You can be a Christian and curse and swear, but I don't think you're going to make it in God's scrapbook. You can be a Christian and gripe and complain, but I think you're going to have a hard time. Can you imagine? I don't think griping and complaining is going to make it in God's scrapbook. I don't think God says, angels of Lenawee, gather! Gather! Listen, those people are griping and complaining. Boy, try to imagine your last conversation with a group of folks in church. What was it about? Do you suppose it would make it in God's scrapbook? You can be a Christian and compromise, But I don't think most of what you do is going to make it in God's scrapbook. I want to be there. Loyal. Loyal to God. How about loyal to each other? The Bible says here, they spake often one to another. What do you suppose they were saying? You look stupid today. You suppose? What do you suppose they were saying? They spake often one to another. What's that mean? They didn't ignore each other. They didn't think they were better than anybody else. They talked to everybody. Isn't that good? Visitors walked in and they went up and talked to them. Hey, boy, we're glad you're here. Good to see you. Don't scare them to death, but be nice. Right? Right. It's kind of like sometimes we get the idea that, well, they might think I like them. Okay. Amen. You know, loyal to each other. They spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and said, stop! Write that down. Write that down. Put that. I think it was kind words. I don't think it was words that were the result of surmising. Surmising is going to get you in trouble every time. It's why the Bible talks about evil surmising. When you think you got it all figured out and you don't have a clue, I know what they're thinking. I know what they're thinking. I know why they didn't talk to me today. I know why they didn't pay attention to me. I know why they didn't come across the room and shake my hand. I know what's going on. Just, no, you don't. You don't have a clue. Forget all that stuff. Forget all that stuff. Amen. Amen. Encouraging one another. Exhorting. What's that mean? Go, 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 go. Exhorting. Or 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar. All for that person. Stand up and holler. Yippee! Is D doing it? That's good sign language. Exhorting, cheer them on, encourage, go, you can do it. Instead, so many times, I didn't think you'd make it. I don't think God writes that down. Oh, folks, listen to me, encouraging, not belittling, just being a Christian. Just being a Christian, loyal to each other. Oh, how sad when our hallways are full of gossip and criticism. How sad when our nursery is full of gossip and criticism. Remember, Brother Varnum, you writing that poem years and years ago. Oh, my. Oh, I don't think any of that's in God's scrapbook. Your poem might be, but I don't think any of the other things people say, you know. Somebody said to my wife, I got to be careful. I don't want to repeat it completely. But several years ago, somebody said, I'm not going to say it. You know, oh, just critical and, oh, you know, this and that and so many things. God doesn't want to hear that stuff. God doesn't want to hear that. You know what he wants to hear? He wants to hear those bus kids singing. Amen. You know, seriously, I was talking about this recently. By the way, I'm on the back page in case you're worried. But I was thinking about this, you know, I've never liked when people sing. I've never liked it to be called a performance. Drives me nuts. Just get up and sing. Just get up and bless the Lord. Amen? It just, honestly, I always hate the performance. So somebody gets, you know, well, I have a beautiful voice, and I can sing, and I'm going to do it, and you're so privileged. I don't think God hears it. I don't think he cares. You know what I think? I think he cares about those bus kids over there singing. Amen. And he says to all the angels are all gathered to hear this operatic professional do a performance. And God says, now let's leave there. Let's go over here and listen to those little bus kids sing. Amen. Now they're not singing like Dr. Williams. They're not going to sing deep and wide, but no, just kidding. But amen. I think God would say, let's go on back here to the 2 and 3 year olds. They're praising me. Amen. That's good. Oh, let's go to this little group. They're praying for each other. Amen. They're praying for each other. Phyllis, you say to Phyllis often, you say, Phyllis, would you pray for me about this? She goes, Dear Heavenly Father, right? And you're kind of like, oh. Didn't you ask her to pray for you? Janie does the same thing sometimes. Janie, I'll say, Janie, will you pray about this? Okay, let's pray. Dear God, please. It's like, amen. And you know what I think the Lord does? I think the Lord, somebody over here is talking about a ball game. Somebody over here is talking about a big money deal. Somebody over here is talking about the bank doing this or that or a loan or something like that. And God says, I'm going to go listen to that person pray. I want to, let's record what these people are talking about here. They're talking about me. Isn't that good? Now, you can be a Christian and gossip, but I don't think you're going to find your words in God's scrapbook. You can be a Christian and gripe and complain, but I don't think you're going to find your words in God's scrapbook. You can be a Christian and criticize, but I don't think you're going to find your criticisms in God's scrapbook. You can be a Christian and bully people, but I don't think you're going to find any of that in God's scrapbook. God paused everything to listen in, and he said, write this down and put this in my scrapbook. And the one thing that stood out, the first thing is loyalty. Number two is their love. Their love. The Bible says this, they thought upon his name. Look at that. It says, a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Now, the only word I could come up with is the word love. Because that's what happens when you love somebody. You think about them all the time. I mean, you just really think about them. I think about when Brenda and I were dating and I was first realizing how much I loved her. And it was like I couldn't get her out of my mind. You know, algebra, solve for x. X plus 6 equals 5. You know, what is x plus 6 equals 5? Negative 1. Anyway, but the teacher would call on me and I'd say, Brenda! No? Why? Because that's, I'm just thinking about her all the time. Some of you get that later on. Is X plus 1 Brenda? Anyway, I carried her picture everywhere. I still have pictures of her all over the place. Not that I'm going to forget. I just like to look at her. But why is that? Why do I think about her all the time? Because I love her. How often do you think about the Lord during the day? The Bible says about them, when it talks about God recording what they said, and I think what they did, they thought upon his name. Now, I can tell you this. You know what helped me to think about her? Maybe there was a football game I was interested in, or maybe something else going on as a teenager, and I might have been interested in it, but all of a sudden, I smelled Charlie coming down the road. The perfume Charlie, yeah, that meant a letter. And all of a sudden, I opened that letter and I tried to decipher all that was written around the little seal part. S-W, well, anyway. And I smelled that Charlie perfume. And then I opened it up. And guess what? All of a sudden, whatever I was getting ready to do didn't matter so much, did it? You remember those days, right? You do? But, you know, isn't it something that we have a letter here? We don't even have to wait on the mailman to bring it. We have one. If you don't, we'll get you one. And I'm serious. You can have all kinds of stuff going on, right? All kinds of stuff. We all have stuff going on. But just get this book open and read God's love letter. And all of a sudden you think on his name. It'll cause you to think about him. Why do you suppose the devil keeps you out of this book? Because he doesn't want you thinking about him. Amen. I might be busy with work. I might have been busy with school. No, I was never busy with school. I might have been busy with other things going on. Maybe the guys wanted to go play some sport or something like that. And then all of a sudden, the phone would ring. Remember when phones rang? Yeah. Hello? Hey, big boy. Oh. And all the guys, come on, let's go. Come on, let's. Hi. I could smell the Charlie through the phone. Wait a minute. You know, we got a lot of distractions, don't we? So that's why What would it hurt for you to get on your knees and just talk to him? I'll tell you what, you'll think about him if you talk to him. Amen. These people, I believe, they prayed, they read their Bible. I believe they studied. They studied. I didn't just read her letters once. I read them and read them and read them and studied them and read them and looked at every part and studied and analyzed all those letters on the back of the envelope as they went around. It kept growing. And I tried to figure out what that word was, that word, that word, that word, that word, that word. And I studied and analyzed, and she'd draw little pictures, and then I drew little pictures. We had this one sheet of paper we passed back and forth for years. And she'd add something, and then I'd add something. We have to find that. But anyway, we're studying and studying. And you know, by the time we got married, I knew her pretty well. Yet I'm still studying. Why do you suppose I think about her so much? Well, I read her letters, and I talked to her, and I studied her. And, you know, I suppose if I'd do that with God, I'd probably think about him, wouldn't I? I guess we should study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When is the last time you just got in your Bible and studied? Of course, the more I walk with her, the more I love her and I think about her, and the more I walk with him. Folks, if you ignore God, you're not going to think about him. And I wonder, in the day that goes by, how many of our thoughts, he says, I want to hear what they're thinking, because they're thinking about me. Wow. And whenever I say nice things about my wife, she notices. She notices. When I say nice things about the Lord, I think he notices. Amen? Amen. Now, you can be a Christian and not love God like you should, but I don't think much of what you do is going to be in his scrapbook. Imagine we have, I think, the next wedding coming up is David and Audrey. Imagine David marries Audrey. Try to imagine that. Anyway, David marries Audrey, and I mean, we have just had the final amen. They've walked down the aisle, they're husband and wife. They're out in the foyer and shaking hands and everything. And Dave looks over at Audrey, and he says, I'll tell you what, you go ahead on the honeymoon. I've got work to do. A, I will have to talk to the boy. You see, you can be married, but love desires the object loved. Amen? All of the junk in Malachi's day, if somebody says, I love you, Lord, God says, I want to hear that. Love desires the object loved. You can be a Christian and not love God very much, but I don't think much of what you do is going to be in God's scrapbook. Number one is their loyalty. Number two is their love. Number three is their labor. Very simply, in verse 18, it says, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. And it kind of describes it between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Him that serveth God. Somebody said, well, I came to church tonight. No, when you come to church, just coming to church is coming to be fed so you can serve. You come to church and sit in the service, you have not served yet. I mean, unless you played the piano, sang, or something like that, helped with the offering, ushers, or work nursery, whatever. But I mean, coming to church is just getting fed so we can serve. I get excited when I start thinking about the things God's really paying attention to, and what we think, you know, oh, God cared, you know, wow, the city of Ada, you're going to have a mayoral election. And God says, okay, well, that's kind of interesting. But, I think God is more interested in the ladies working nursery. I think God's interested in Perry out there mowing the grass. I think God's interested when somebody cleans the church. Write that down. That's good. They're serving me. I believe with all my heart there's going to be pictures of that wacky group sanding those buses and those missionaries out there and two idiots out there with a power washer in the lightning. Yeah. It's your first positive response all night. How about this? Somebody bringing refreshments for RU. Preach, that's not a big thing. God isn't interested in big things. He's interested in things about him and serving him. How about people that decorate? All the decorating. How about people that took the chairs down today? How about the ones that put the chairs up? How about downstairs, all the chairs that are set up there? How about the ones that will put them all away? How about the people that put the tables up and set them up and then take them down and set them back up and take them down and wash them off and set them up and take them down week after 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 week? Brother Campbell came up and he said, Pastor, are these on this morning? Are these on? I said, you know what? They're always on as long as Steve Pearson's here. Because every week, just like this, every week, all these years, these are on. Amen. Are you listening to me? You say, I think there's pictures of people that are just, they're serving God. It's in the Lord's scrapbook. With all the work in the world that's going on, I think God says, look there. Somebody's washing the toys for the nursery at Berean Baptist Church. They don't care if anybody sees them. They don't care if anybody claps. They don't care. They just want to serve me. Put that in my scrapbook. Amen. Amen. Oh, I think he watches Ed Tedder in the winter with his Rollator. Now, he doesn't have to use that now. Praise the Lord. But I watched him on snow and ice with his Rollator, pushing it with his bag of all this stuff, sometimes papers that he delivers and all that, and he's pushing that thing. How many of you have seen that before? Snow and ice, cold. And he's all coming all the way to this church so that he can clean out a bus. People are making multi-million dollar deals. God doesn't even tell the angels to blink. Big things are happening, big decisions. Politicians give their speeches and judges rule. And God doesn't even. But you know what? As that figure with his body bent over that Rollator is pushing it in the snow and ice, and his back is in more pain than most of us ever feel. And he's got one thing he's determined to do. He's going to get here and he's going to clean a bus out so that it's clean for our kids to ride the bus to church. Amen. Because that's important to God. And I think we're going to see his picture there in the scrapbook. Amen. Amen. And it is so special to God because it's their labor for God. And that brings me to my last thing. Number one is their loyalty. Number two is their love. Number three is their labor. And number four, it's their legacy. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. That's a special word, my jewels. That means these are precious to God. Precious to God. Boy. And he says, I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. During these difficult times, God said, I'm going to spare them. Why? Because they're doing what pleases him. Amen. They're doing what pleases God. And he likes what he sees and what he hears. And God says, they're precious to me. I'm going to take special care of them. Oh, tonight, this famous country gal is going to sing her Sunday night football opening. And God, instead of even paying a bit of attention to that, God says, shh, angels, listen. Daryl and Phyllis are getting ready to sing. That ensemble is going to sing about winning souls. Oh, World Series is going to start. You know what? God isn't going to pay a whole lot of attention to it. Oh, there's probably some Christians there, and God loves them, don't get me wrong. But God would much rather see a little short lady out there knocking on doors on Thursday night, because that's the only night you can go soul winning, right, Kathy? And, well, but preacher, the World Series. And God says, hey, angels, get away from that TV. Look down there at that little lady out there telling people about me. Isn't that good? And the multi-billionaire Donald Trump stands to speak. And all are in awe that want his money. God's not even paying attention. You know what God's doing? He sees one of our children bowing their head and praying. And he says, shh, listen to that child. Amen. Write that down. Hey, what do you suppose is in God's scrapbook about you? Have you been loyal? Do you love him? You say, I can love him more. Then love him more. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads, please.